This week, FSJP folks have been doing de-escalation duty outside the camps, which involves faculty advocacy and faculty governance to protect rights of free expression and academic freedom on campus.
Why an encampment as a protest?
Why not? We've had encampments on university campuses for decades now. It is a time-honored tradition. It's also a very powerful tactic. Nothing is being obstructed except maybe graduation. That gives the students a space to engage in political education, to express themselves, to reach out to other students, to get their message out. And it also gives them a certain amount of very serious but, you know, non-violent leverage in a deeply asymmetrical situation where the university has for years refused to listen to the will of the student body on this issue.
What do you think will happen at the end of the semester?
Well, I think we're all praying for a really calm end to the semester, but I think that university leadership is also hearing loudly and clearly from faculty right now that the application of police force is completely unacceptable, and I hope that they will see that the students are offering them a very feasible way out of this.
What does a resolution look like?
Well, the students have, I think, some pretty reasonable demands. I don't know exactly what's on the negotiating table right now, but their basic demands are amnesty for politicized disciplinary measures. I think that's very easy to do. Disclosure of investments, that's very easy to do.
What will it take for students to regain trust in the university after this?
You know, this is a question that senior university leaders have been asking me in recent days, and I think that there is a simple answer with two parts. The university must seriously and sincerely and in good faith demonstrate to students that they are members of the community and they can be heard and trusted and empowered as such, and that the university will protect them from bad faith and hostile political actors beyond the campus. Neither of those things is happening right now. That's what's driving this whole movement, aside from the students' sincere concern about Israel-Palestine. And if the university can simply demonstrate to everyone that they are concerned about the students, that they recognize the students as part of this community rather than antagonists, if they can convince the students that their voice is being heard and convince the students that they will be protected by the university, then I think we are well on our way to a resolution.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.